Scott is the communications director for Michigan for Know Your Care, and he's on the other end of our line. Lonnie, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
What is Know Your Care? Can you refresh our memories?
Sure. Know Your Care is a national nonprofit C3 organization that was designed to explain to the public about the provisions of the Affordable Care Act and the benefits that are currently available to them under the Affordable Care Act.
So you support that act then?
Yeah, well, we are. Our purpose really is to educate the public about the things that are currently available to them that are the provisions of the Affordable Care Act.
And what's your take on the fact that the United States Supreme Court is going to hear the case on whether Obamacare, if you will, is legal?
Well, I think that, the administration asked for that hearing and was okay with the decision that the Supreme Court, the fact that the Supreme Court is going to make a decision on that case sooner rather than later. And I agree with that. I believe that the Supreme Court will find it to be constitutional. I believe that there's been some very conservative judges that have upheld it.
Why are you in favor of it?
Why am I in favor of the act?
Yes.
Well, there are a number of provisions in the act that I think are just great for the American people, including the fact that, seniors can now get free preventative services through Medicare with no out-of-pocket costs. The fact that they can't kick children off of an insurance plan anymore for having pre-existing conditions, that they've lifted the caps on the maximums on plans, so that if you have a chronic condition such as diabetes or epilepsy, that you don't run out of health coverage. And some of the things that they're doing now, which is the reason I'm calling it today, is the ways that they're going to reduce fraud and some of the rules that are coming out now and regulations that will help protect consumers.
All right. Before we talk about the specifics, there are still a lot of opponents of this plan that say we can't afford it, that it's too costly. Your take on that?
Well, I think that there are a number of things. The Congressional Budget Office has said that it will save $100 billion over the course of 10 years. I believe that things like this that we're going to talk about today are going to save consumers money. Personally, I believe that we're already paying an astronomical amount of money for healthcare, and I think what people have to realize is that the way that this act is going to save us money is that right now what happens, Tony, when someone goes to the hospital and they don't have insurance, the people who are not insured, they still are not denied care, so they're going to the hospital and they're getting treatment. And it's costing a lot more money to treat someone as an emergency patient than it would if they had preventative care in the first place. And so one of the ways that this act is going to save money is by allowing people to have coverage, affordable healthcare coverage, so that they can get those preventative services and so they don't end up in the emergency room costing us more money, those of us who are paying for insurance plans already.
Well, as you mentioned, the U.S. Labor Department has proposed rules under the Affordable Care Act, and they're hoping to crack down on healthcare fraud to protect workers and small businesses. The new rules will help prevent multiple employer welfare arrangements from defrauding customers. How does this work?
Well, these rules that have been proposed by the Department of Labor are going to do a few things. The first thing is that it's going to require the multiple employer welfare agreements to register with the Department of Labor prior to operating in a state. What we're seeing right now is that a lot of times through gaps in the law, these types of companies are able to avoid state insurance regulations. And so one of the new requirements is that they're going to have to register with the Department of Labor so that they can be easily tracked state to state. And some examples that we've seen, some of these are operating in multiple states, but it's unclear. They're operating under different names. There's a kind of tangled web of actors, if you will. And so it's hard to track them state to state. So even if you find a fraudulent group in Michigan, they may be operating in Tennessee under a different name and doing the same thing. So that's the first regulation. The second thing is going to allow the Secretary of Labor to issue cease and desist orders directly when they are when fraud is apparent. Right now, that's a state level responsibility. And again, in some places, these companies are not even registering it with the state. And it will also allow the Secretary to seize assets when there's probable cause that a plan is in a what they're describing as a financially hazardous condition. So through those things, which these are proposed rules, they will be able to cut down on fraud and waste. And I would like to say that not all multiple employer welfare arrangements are bad. Some of these are great and a great option for small employers who are seeking affordable employee health care. But there are bad actors out there who are taking advantage of the rules and the bad economy, and that's what this law seeks to regulate.
Since President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act in March of 2010, more than more than 22.6 million people with Medicare have received free preventative care benefits such as screenings, vaccinations. Another 2.2 million have saved more than $1.2 billion in their prescription drugs, an average savings of $550 a person. Additionally, adults under the age of 26 are now able to remain on their parents' health insurance plan. Small businesses and tax-exempt organizations are eligible for tax credits. But what I found the most interesting, because we hear so much about it, is the free preventative care.
Yeah, and they're rolling these things out, and we're really seeing the benefits. The free preventative care, they're releasing all the numbers. The things that you just read are statistics that we're just now getting, especially on a state-by-state basis. The average savings for seniors on their prescription drugs is almost $600 per person that they're saving, just based on the fact that this act is filling in what they call the donut hole for Medicare recipients. But the preventative care services that are now free with no out-of-pocket expenses is one of the biggest components that we're really seeing a positive return from.
Lonnie Scott is the Michigan Communications Director for Know Your Care. For folks who want to know more about Know Your Care, where can they go, Lonnie?
They can go on the website to www.knowyourcare.org.
Thanks, Lonnie.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.